Air quality alert. Good morning. 00 hours. Mist. 63 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. Good morning. 0100 hours. Mist. 63 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. Good morning. 0200 hours. Mist. 63 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. Good morning. 0300 hours. Mist. 59 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning. 0400 hours. Mist. 59 degrees. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. Good morning. 0500 hours. Mist. 61 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. Good morning. 0600 hours. Mist. 59 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. Good morning. 0700 hours. Mist. 59 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good morning, 0800 hours. Mist, 63 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. Good morning, 0900 hours. Mist, 66 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. Good morning, 1000 hours. Mist, 72 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. Good morning, 1100 hours. Mist, 73 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. Good afternoon, 1200 hours. Mist, 75 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. Good afternoon, 1300 hours. Mist, 77 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good afternoon, 1400 hours. Mist, 79 degrees. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. Good afternoon, 1500 hours. Mist, 79 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. Good afternoon, 1600 hours. Mist, 81 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. Air quality alert. Good afternoon, 1700 hours. Mist, 81 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Air quality alert. Good evening, 1800 hours. Mist, 81 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Updated weather. Air quality alert. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 1900 hours. Mist, 79 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 2000 hours. Mist, 79 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 21 hours. Mist, 77 degrees.
Attention all radio operators, please stand by for the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. My name is Mike. My call sign is Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Delta Quebec, and I will be acting as net control for this evening's net. This net meets on this repeater every Monday night at 9 p.m. on a frequency of 147.240 MHz with a PL tone of 103.5 for the primary purpose of handling traffic, making announcements, getting acquainted with fellow hams, and general fellowship. This is a directed net and is open to all radio operators. When checking into this net, please be sure to clearly state your call sign, your name, location, and whether or not you have any traffic or announcements for the net. We take check-ins in two groups. First is mobile, short-time, or in-and-outs, and then regular check-ins. So at this time, I'd like to take check-ins from those operators who are mobile, short-time, or are in-and-out. Please call now.
This is KFA, GBA, Kilo, Foxtrot, 8, Golf, Bravo, Alpha, Tom and Bertrand, in and out, that's a nut.
Kilo 8, Kilo Charlie India, just came up north, Mesic, I do have an announcement just for weather-wise, because we got some storms coming in. And the smoke is definitely lifting. So that's it for me. I'll be in and out, Mike.
All right, very good. We have KF8GBA, Tom, who's in and out, and K8KCI, Jeff, who reports that the smoke is clearing, but some weather is coming in, who's also in and out. Any other in and out, mobile or short times, call now. I almost forgot about EchoLink and All-Star stations. We'll do those next. If you're on EchoLink or All-Star, please call now. All right, nothing heard. We'll move to regular check-ins. Regular check-ins, please call now.
This is Kilo Echo 8, Papa Charlie Quebec, KE8BCQ, Dave in Bay City.
This is Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot, Ron in Saginaw County.
This is Dave, WATW, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
This is AEUI, Tom, Saginaw Township, no traffic.
This is KD8MMH, Mike, Carlton Township, no traffic.
This is N8NTN, Doug, Beaver Township.
This is KD8PAZ, Mini Burt, no traffic.
All right, I'll go over the list that we have. We've got KE8PCQ, Dave, KC8YBF, Ron, W8DW, Dave, N8EUI, Tom, KD8MMH, Mike, N8NTN, Doug, and KD8PAZ, Mini. Any other check-ins, please call now.
KC8DOA, plus the double with Ron. Rick, Saginaw, no traffic.
Yeah, sorry about that, Rick. I heard somebody double in there, but I thought it was Dave who came in right after Ron. So yeah, sorry, we got you, but we got you in there now. So I didn't hear anybody else, so we'll just kind of move on and start the net. The topic is what is your favorite piece of ham radio equipment that is outside of your ham shack? Something you take with you, possibly a mesh tastic device or an antenna that you take POTA, doing POTA, something that you is portable and something that's your favorite piece of portable radio, amateur radio equipment, or non-amateur radio equipment like mesh testing. So, all right, we'll go to our first contestant, who is K8PCQ Dave, with KC8YBF Ron on deck. Dave, go ahead.
KF8EVQ in the group. Well, I guess the one-handhold VX6 says tank, absolute tank. And I put that in my go-to bag, and I have a roll-up J-pole that goes with it. And anytime we go camping, or just generally day-to-day, a lot of times I'll go out to the outer limits of Bay County, and I shoot out there, and we use that just to try and get back to Bay City, and it works fine. With that said, I'm going to be one and done guy. I'm just on my way home. So KE8PCQ, back to net, 73.
All right, thanks, Dave. Thanks for calling in and telling us a little bit about your favorite item there. So KC8YBF, Ron, you're up next. W8DW, you're on deck. Ron, what's your favorite piece of equipment?
Well, Mike, I really don't have one. Both of the vehicles, or three of the vehicles that I have, four-wheel vehicles, have radios in them, so they're the favorite one if I'm in that vehicle, I guess. I will carry a handy talkie with me if I'm in my wife's car, because it doesn't have a radio in that one. And depending on it, I will carry my DMR if it's any type of weather issue for the day, and I will grab one of the handy talkies depending on which one's charged up. So I have an assortment of them. There is a radio oddity model that I will carry sometimes just because I can program it by Bluetooth if I need to change something, but generally it'll be my Kenwood PHD-7. That is my oldest radio. That was really my second radio that I bought. The first handy talkie that I bought was a Radio Shack HTX-202. So this would be my second radio, and that's usually my go-to radio if I have to take something in a go bag, because I'm very familiar with it, and I can program it easily from the keyboard, do whatever I needed to do without thinking about it. So I guess that would be it in the handy talkie range. Let me break. Busy weekend for me. Saturday, I built another flower box. After I built the two for my wife, my cousin that lives down in Flushing contacted my wife and said, hey, can you build me one? So that's what I did Saturday. I spent 8 hours in the basement in the shop building another flower box. Finished it up on Saturday, or on Sunday morning, so it's done, and they're going to come pick it up tomorrow, go out to dinner with us and pick up their flower box tomorrow. Saturday, I mowed lawn. Worked in the garden, worked to help my wife weed her flower beds around the house a little bit, and then finally got a chance to relax after the 5 o'clock net and kind of just relax from there. With that, Mike, I'll turn it back over to you for the 73-round KC8YVF.
Yeah, thanks, Ron. Yeah, I'm sure that Kenwood's a really nice radio, so I'll have to ask you if it does D-Star or any other digital radio. But we'll get to that on the next round, I guess. So W8DW, Dave, you're up next. NEEY, you're on deck. Dave, certainly you have a favorite piece of equipment.
Okay, Mike, it's W8DW. Yeah, I guess my favorite, I got a Elecraft KX2 that I use when we go camping, and I normally for antenna I got an M-fed vertical, so that works out really, really well. Talking about camping, we're hoping to get some in this year again. Right now with an eight pound lifting limit, I can't put the hitch on the car, can't take it off, so. We've got another week or so before I can do that. Hopefully we'll get back to the golf course in a couple weeks here. But Not doing a whole lot. Been trying to work around the yard some, but not doing a whole lot here. So that's about all I got there this time around, Mike. KF8EDQ, W8DW.
Yeah, thanks, Dave. W8DW, KF8EDQ. Yeah, I intend to go camping this week. I took Wednesday, Thursday, Friday off, and I plan to go up to Lao Dam on the Asabo and the canoe marathons this weekend. So I get to call in those timings for the canoe marathon. So I'm looking forward to it. It'll be a fun experience, I think. So NAEUI Tom, and then we'll take a station break. Tom, go ahead.
Okay, Mike, thanks very much for taking the net tonight. Good evening, everyone. Hope everyone's doing well. We survived the heat wave of last week. I didn't melt. That's good. That's a good thing. Didn't go outside much because of the air quality, though. It's terrible. We looked out our window, I think it was Thursday, and is there a house fire down our street? It was so smoky. And my wife has asthma, so she couldn't go outside at all. And even I don't have it. I'm pretty healthy, breathing and everything, but even when I outside to do a couple of things outside, I had to come back in about 15, 20 minutes because I started, it started tickling the throat and I started coughing a little bit. So we've seen it quite a bit during that smoke, but I think it's supposed to come back. I don't know. I heard rumors. The wind's going to change and the smoke's going to come back. So that's what it's going to be, I guess, for to get those fires out of Canada. Let me break. As far as equipment goes outside the shack, I have a couple of HTs I use. I have a Vertex EX150. It's basically a Yaesu. I purchased that about, 26 years ago. It still works great. It's just a two meter only HT. And then also a Yaesu FT60. It's a 2 meter 440. I have it in one of those Apache cases from Harbor Freight. And I 3D printed myself a box of AA batteries, 48 separate AA batteries, which is in a box because I don't use rechargeable batteries. They never seem to hold a charge for me, but so I have these inserts that you put the AA batteries in and it snaps into the radio. So I use the AA batteries and in a patchy case and with all my whips antennas and cigarette lighter cord so I can plug it in my cigarette lighter in my truck, and I keep it in my truck at all times just in case I have to go out for an emergency. And also I have a mag mount I keep in the truck under the back seat, and I also built one of these a suction cup 2 meter vertical antenna I built with using a suction cup device I got from Harbor Freight. So you put on a window of any kind, in an emergency you can stick it on a window. So that's what I use for my gear outside the shack. So that's about it for me on this end. I'm going to toss it back, and we'll hear you all, and come back to you in 23 rounds. So until then, this is NAEUI.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Tom. Yeah, that's quite a bit of equipment. I like to have at least a handheld DMR. I have a DMR mobile unit in the pickup, but I also like to carry a DMR with me. One of my favorites is the Redivis HD2, but I'm really partial to the OpenGD77 firmware and any radio that can run it. And I learned recently that the DM32UV from Baofeng runs it. So I haven't given it a shot yet, but I will in the very near future. All right, this is KF8EDQ with the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Net. If there's anybody listening and like to check in, please call now.
KF8DIC.
All right, Jack, we got you. KF8DRC. Thanks for calling in. We'll pick up where we left off. KD8MMH, Mike, you're up next with N8NTN Doug on deck. So KD8MMH, this is KF8EDQ. Over to you, Mike.
Okay,
KF8BDQ. This is KD8MMA. So good evening, Mike. Good evening, everyone on our net this evening. Hope everyone's doing well. Enjoying a little bit cooler weather that we're having here lately. Got out, did some yard work today. Got the lawn mowed and edged and all that stuff done. As far as favorite equipment I take, pretty much always keep my Yaesu 2900 in my truck with me. 75 watt bat and a diamond mag mount, so if I'm in the UP without cell service, I can at least hook that up and get to a repeater somewhere close. Probably one of, like I said, one of the favorite things I keep with me at all times, and probably my newest thing, which is and isn't really ham radio related, the mini Starlink in my sunroof, which works great. Same thing, I can be in the middle of the UP with no cell service, nothing, and as long as that little mini Starlink in the sunroof has a clear view of the sky, I've got internet. So once again, can use that, use the Wi-Fi to my phone and echo link into anything or whatever in case of any kind of emergency or whatever. I've still got communications with the Starlink, so that would probably be right up there on the top of the list too. Other than that, I think that's about all I've got. I think this will be my only go around too, Mike, so you can check me out after this one. I'll say 7-3 to everyone. Hope everyone has a great week ahead. And thanks for doing the net tonight, Mike. KD8MMH, back to net control.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. And yeah, that All-Star, or that Starlink is very neat and neat stuff. I've been recently looking into like HamWAN, HamWAN, or HamNet, something that works off of like the Wi-Fi frequencies. I know the WACMN guys have the MI6 network, and I'm considering getting some equipment to hook up to that, or something else that can do like 5.8 gigahertz. I think the MI6 around here does at 5.9, so I'd have to get a special radio to reach that. But if anybody is connected to that and is listening, please contact me with I think I have questions. So, all right, NTN, this is KFA-EDQ. Doug, you're up. Minnie, you're up. You're on deck. So, Doug, go ahead.
Good evening, all. I was up north in the middle of the first run of the ash and whatnot. Spent 2.5 days basically sitting in the air conditioning, taking out the filters occasionally on the air conditioner, and not being able to go very far up anywhere. Out of all of that, I've got two eyes that are, well, they feel like they're full of sand, but they aren't, but they're a little bit of ash. Mix it a little, you know, you gotta watch how you look and blink and things. And so I gave up. I was supposed to be up there till today, and Saturday, I said, okay, that's enough of this. Packed it all up and came home. I don't really have a favorite particular piece of equipment, but it'll take some time. Other than that, we're back, one piece, all is well, and it ends here.
Yeah, thanks, Doug. And good luck on your upcoming adventures. And I'm sorry to hear about your eyes. I know the smoke was it was affecting us here last week. I felt like my eyes were dry, and I felt like I was huffing and puffing a little bit harder than usual, and my dog's noses were running. It was something. So I'm glad that's clearing up. All right, KD8PAZ, this is KF8EDQ. You're up next with KC8VOA Rick on deck. So, Minnie, what is your favorite piece of equipment outside of your ham shack? If you don't have that, I'm willing to listen to anything. So, take your turn, Minnie.
Well, good evening, KFADDQ. This is KDA-PAZ. I'll say good evening to the rest of the guys on here. It's good to hear everyone. I've got a little handheld here. It's a Yaesu FT60, but I don't take it anywhere with me. I guess I should, but I never do. But other than that, that's about the only piece of equipment that I could take with me. The rest of it is all inside. So, but I enjoy getting on the radio and talking to you guys. So anyway, I've been in this now for, I think it's been almost 16 years. So anyway, I didn't do much today. Done some laundry, done rearranged some stuff outside, but had my windows open all day because it was such a beautiful day and nice breeze. This is KD8PAZ back to KF8EDQ.
KD8PAZ, KF8EDQ. Thanks, Minnie. Yeah, it's always a pleasure having you attend these nets. So, KC8VOA, Rick, you're on. You're up next with KF8DRC on deck. Rick, go ahead.
Good evening, Mike. I would say it depends on what's going on. What can I tell my people? I do have a CF32 UV. Thing that covers a lot of bases because of the but they've got the DX6. I have a DX5R, which is 2 meters, 70 centimeters, 6 meters. And I like to see 6 meters occasionally. So if I'm out someplace, I'm trying to reach distance, 6 meters tight. DX6, you can do a bar mod and get 6 meters on it. You can get, four bands on that radio. You have to change the antenna out. And I have one and done tonight, Mike, so I'm going to take 73 KDOA.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
Yeah, okay, Rick. KC8VOA, Rick. This is KF8EDQ. You had some bacon frying in there with you. I tried to use my audio signal processing, and it filtered you right out. So, but I was able to make out most of what you were saying there. So good luck, and good luck with the week, and 7-3. KF8DRC, this is KF8EDQ. Jack, are you still out there?
Well, good evening, Mike. Good evening, all. Yes, I'm still here. What I do, I have a DB20G and a pickup truck with a 2x4 common, 2x4 antenna. That does a hell of a job. Clear audio, and I always talk on that one. But on my handheld, which is wherever I go, I take my handheld, DM32, UV DM32. I go to Costco, I take them, and let me tell you something. That 2 days ago, I make you laugh a little bit. I went to Costco, and lady, she said, "Who do you talk to?" I said, "Ma'am, I talk to ISS." She said, "What is that?" I said, "The people in the moon." And, and then she said, "Oh, okay." And I went into Costco, shopped a little bit, came back out. And really, that DB20G, it's a good radio. And it's not that much really price. I bought it 3 years ago. It was $87. And that's all for now, Mike. KF8DRC.
KF8DRC, KF8EDQ. That is funny, Jack. Yeah, that's a great story. It's, you know, people, it's my own family members are like, "Who do you talk to on the radio?" I'm like, "Well, it depends. What kind of radio are we talking? If it's HF, it's usually somebody new every time. And then, you got your local radio that, It's the same group of guys, or you can get familiar with those guys, and then you can talk to satellites too, and you can tell people you're talking to the birds. All right, Jack. We'll catch you on the next round. This is KFA-EDQ with the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Monday Night Nut. Are there any other check-ins? Please call now. All right, we'll start the 73 round. K8PCQ is out. KC8YVF, Ron, you're up next. And W8DW, I think if you're still around, we'll get to you on deck. So, Ron, go ahead for the 73 round.
Good evening again, Mike. Yeah, my HC that I have was bought back at the Dayton Ham Vection in 2002. So it's 24 years old. And again, it had a lot on it for its time. It was a dual band, or it is a dual band. Has a built-in TNC. APRS is built into it. D-Star wasn't around, even thought of at that time, so no digital on it. But it will do packet. It will do digital. You can plug a GPS into it. You can plug a computer into it. All on a 5-watt handy talkie. So lots of ability in that radio, even for 26 years old. The other thing, it was about the same price back then as one of the new Kenwood HTs. I think it's like the 7500. Or 75, something like that. That radio cost over $500 back 2002. So that was a very large chunk of change back then. And the radios now, their top line with the D-Star and Packet and APRS on it are running about the same, about 600 and something. So, I didn't have my license at the time. I bought that down at Dayton. A friend of mine bought the same radio. I bought one. He said, well, now you got to get your license. You have this expensive radio, and you still can't use it. So that's what I did. A few months later, I went and took my technician exam up at Midland. A couple of years later, I went and took my general exam when you still had to do some code. It was only 5 words a minute, but you still had to take code at the time, and went from there. So That's hung around with me for a long time here, and it still works, and like I said, still one of my favorite radios to take, especially on any e-com or any place that I go. With that, guys and gals, 73, supposed to have some thunderstorms overnight, slight or marginal chance, grade 1 for severe weather for us. There is a higher chance clear and north, so dug up in Beaver Townships on the higher range. I think you're right in that area. So 73, everyone. Have a great week. We'll talk to you next week. K8YVF.
All right. Thanks, Ron. Yeah, those radios that have a KISS TNC or a TNC modem are very handy, even highly sought after. I only have one or two radios that are capable of doing 2-meter wind link, so it's still highly sought after. That's a nice radio, and those new Kenwoods are real some machines. So, all right, W8DW, Dave, you're up next. NAEUI, Tom, you're on deck. Dave, this is KFA-EDQ, over to you.
Okay, I think you turned over to me, KFA-EDQ, W8DW. I don't have a whole lot, just starter, but we take it easy there the rest of the week. And after we get done here, I'm going to go put my antennas to ground, so hopefully we need a little rain. But it don't need storms. Anyway, back to there, Mike, 73 stall, KFA-EDQ, W8DW.
Yep, sorry if I was ambiguous with my last transmission there. All right, NAEUI, Tom, you're up next, and Doug, you're on deck. So NAEUI, this is KFA-EDQ. Over to Tom.
Okay, thanks, Mike. This is NAEUI. I think here, I have not a whole lot else. Just hope everybody just takes it easy. I don't know if it's going to get really warm this week or humid. I don't know what the weather is. I didn't check it tonight. As soon as I knew, they didn't see the weather. So, but I hope everybody just takes it easy and just get warm, just drink lots of fluids like last week. So, I hope everybody has a good week, and we'll catch us all on the Sunday the net next week, and we'll talk. So, in the meantime, this is NAEY saying good night.
All right, Tom, this is KFA-EDQ, 7-3, and yep, have a good night. NTN, Doug, you're up next. Mike was 73'd out, so we'll go to Doug next, and then KD8PAZ, Mini, you're on deck. So NTN, Doug, over to you for the 73 round.
Well, I don't have too much for this round, but I've already grounded all the ATF stuff. Going around to get all the switches and get everything out there. Now the 2 meter 440 are little sticks that are less than the height of my garage. I'm ready. Back to everybody else. Have a good evening. And it ends here.
Yeah, thanks, Doug. 7-3. Have a good evening. Let's see if there's anybody else listening really quick before we go to Mini. This is KFA-EDQ. Do we have any other stations that want to check in? Please call now. All right, nothing heard. KD8-PAZ, Mini. You're up next. Jack, you're on deck. I think you're the current tail gunner. So, Mini, for the 73 round, over to you.
Good evening there again, Mike. This is KD8PAZ, and Ron, I know you said something about you have a fox hunt on Thursday night, so just thought I would remind you and some of the other ones on here that might be enjoying that on Thursday night. Anyway, other than that, not much else going on. This is KD8PAZ, back to KF8EDQ.
Yes, excellent point, Minnie. I also saw the email. I think it's that I don't want to spread misinformation, so I won't say what time it is because I don't know for sure. But I saw the email. Went out there. He's doing it this Thursday on, I think it's at Wick's off of McCarty Road. There's a pavilion down there, and I think it's where everyone's meeting at. So to do the fox hunt, that'll be really nice. So. Yep. Thanks, Minnie. Thanks for the reminder. And KF8DRC, Jack, you're on. It's your turn for the 73 round. This is KF8EDQ.
Well, back again, Mike. Thank you for running the net. And really, not much going on. I was on the radio today and yesterday and day before. And on 10 meter, it was not hardly anybody out there except one. Was one person. He was way too far. And six meter I was on to today. Didn't hear nothing. And really it's been bad 10 meter. 10 meter shut down good, I guess. Or maybe there's a few of them out there, but I don't know where. Anyhow, and that's all I have for you, Mike. Again, thank you for running the deck and letting me in. KFA. And everyone have a good night. KF8DRC.
Yeah, okay, Jack. Thanks for calling in. It's always a pleasure to have you call into our nets and all that. So, yeah, I'm going to be playing a little bit of HF this week. I intend to take my HF radio and my Wolf River coil out to the Asabo River in the Huron National Forest, and I'm going to play POTA for a couple of days and then report on the canoe marathon, so I'll be doing a lot of radio while I'm up there. But that's the end of our list. This is KFA-EDQ. Is there anybody else that want to join our net before we close it? Please call now.
KCAYVF recheck.
Yep, go ahead, Ron.
Thank you, Minnie, for reminding me. I forgot all about it, sitting here doing some other things. But, yeah, I did send out a reminder email today. fox hunt will be out at Harvey Randall's Wicks Park off from McCurdy between Hospital and Hackett Roads. It will start at 6:30 this time. We'll run for about an hour and a half. There will be two foxes that I will put out. I will give both frequencies out, and you're welcome to look for either or both foxes. And we'll be meeting at the small pavilion as you come into the parking lot. There's a large one to the right as you pull in. There's a smaller one to the left. There's a bathrooms and that on that left side. It'll be the one next to that. So that's where we'll be meeting. Please arrive no earlier than about 25 after, closer to 6:30 by the time I get home from work and get out there and hide the foxes. I'd like to be back at the pavilion so you guys don't have an idea of where I put them when you see me walking from a certain direction. So try and get there just a little before 6:30, and we'll have a good time for those that show up. We usually do. So hopefully a few of you make it. I've had a few of you say that you're going to be gone this week, camping or had other arrangements. This is just we didn't get it done in June because of the weather. We had severe weather that night. So it looks like we're going to have a good night on Thursday. So back to you, Mike, KCMYDF.
Yep, very good, Ron, on the fox hunt there. So I hope people show up to it. I wish I could participate, but I already had plans to go camping. So it's a fun time. Take your directional antennas and try and find some foxes. So good, very good. Are there any other closing comments or announcements for the Savara Net? Please call now. All right, nothing heard tonight, including myself. We had a total of I'm counting 12 check-ins. So at this time, the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association would like to thank all those who participated in tonight's net. My name is Mike. My call sign is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Delta, Quebec, KFA-EDQ. This net is now closed, and we're returning the frequency back to normal. Amateur use, 7-3.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 22 hours, mist, 73 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Good evening, 23 hours, mist, 73 degrees. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.